Brad Wills. Scratchy throat. Achy and tired. You may be coming down with something. And we know when you're sick, you look forward to feeling better, fast. That's why the physicians at Grandview Medical Group often have same day. You may have heard it from your parents or grandparents. In the good old days, mortgage rates were so low, anybody could afford to buy a house. Well, the good old days are here right now at First Federal Bank. Mortgage. The flu virus is everywhere this time of the year, even in the workplace. If you're an employer, you know that using wise flu prevention methods will help you avoid an epidemic in the office. Here are some tips from your local health department. Have fewer and shorter meetings. The most powerful tools Richards Department Stores has to drive store sales and profitability fits easily into the palm of a customer's hand. Help customers save and earn on their purchases with the Richards MasterCard and Richards Credit Card. Richards Credit makes purchasing a lot. Hole number one at Connemara Golf Course is a short par 5 with a blind tee shot. If you aim your drive down the right middle of the fairway, it will provide you with an open second shot on this reachable starting hole. Hole number two was another par 5 with a blind tee shot. If you aim your drive. On September 16th, 2017, Kentucky's Touchstone Energy Cooperatives sponsored an honor flight in partnership with Honor Flight Kentucky. 66 World War II, Korean, and Vietnam War heroes traveled from Lexington to Washington, D.C. in one day to visit their memorials. Poetry in motion. Peacock of the show ring. Performing art. The ultimate show horse. The American saddlebred has deservedly been described by each of these phrases. Since the onset of the Industrial Revolution, the American saddlebred horse has found its starring role to be in the show ring. No other breed. You are now walking through the Gratz Park Historic District. In 1781, this new park was in the Commonwealth of Virginia and was outside the official boundaries of Lexington, a town itself only 6 years old. But soon it would begin to take its place in history. This was the Western frontier, and intrepid Americans were determined to tame it. "Matt," said Susan with a tone of self-satisfaction the following afternoon, "on balance, I think I've done pretty well. My theories have held up. Yours are mostly shot down." "Like hell." They were lying in a meadow, and Susan had plucked a piece of straw and was tickling Matt under the chin.
"I seem to remember you backing the..."
Davis, Cortez, and now Drake were standing near the hearth of Thetford's Hall, listening to the loud laughter of the games going on over by the feasting tables, and struggling to hear Christian's naturally quiet voice over the noise. The atmosphere in the hall was warm, fragrant, and festive.
"I know, Edward de Mandeville," Davis said. "His seat is Westland Manor, to the east of Framlingham. The family is odd, that is true. And I have heard that they have always contested the Dereems' claim to East Anglia. But the family never struck me as particularly wicked."
"Your eyes are the scouts of your heart, not its spies. They cannot conceal what you feel."
"Did he love her? It seems to me that only a man in love would do such a thing for a woman."
"Yes, sir. He does have an attitude, doesn't he?"
"Mrs. Rouse's letter is different."
"Whipple does what is expected, yes, he does."
"Will you be wanting him brought to you alive, Captain?"
"You can bring him to me in any manner you wish."
"Aye, dead it is then."
"Ye utter another word, ye coward, and I'll rip your tongue out and feed it to ye through your ass."
"That's so negative, brother. You're too mistrusting. I bet you only drank milk from one of your mother's teats."
"Well, Jack, you've made a valid point."
"Do I look like a time card? What do I care? What do you want at 8:05 in the morning?"
"I never understood what the point is in hitting another man's shield. Why not simply aim where the shield is not?"
"Intimidation. Shake a man's shield arm to the core, and it takes the fight out of him."
"Do you suppose God was punishing my father for fighting in France? By letting him die, I mean?"
"Nay, lad. This is something they must do together. They do not need you."
"Again, it will be difficult for you to believe and to trust me. I shall do my best to earn your respect, to earn your trust. Some names are worth knowing. Mine is not one of those."